Remaining on the topic of DNA, researchers at the Sanger Institute are sequencing the genomes of mosquitoes to help them to combat malaria. Every year, hundreds of millions of people catch the disease, which is spread by mosquitoes. But despite the fact there are hundreds of mosquito species that could spread malaria, only a small number of mosquitoes actually do.
And if scientists can work out what underlies this difference, then it will become much easier to control the mosquitoes and the disease. To do this, Mara Lornizak has sequenced the DNA codes of a selection of mosquito species collected from across the world, as she explained to Chris.
I was visiting a friend who I hadn't seen in many years, and he happens to now be an actor, although I met him at a biology camp in high school. And he is typically in these Wes Anderson films. And we were walking around New York City and we bumped into Wes Anderson, who was having lunch with his mother and his brother. And my friend Boris introduced me to Wes Anderson and his family. And they politely asked me what I do. And I explained that I work on mosquitoes and trying to understand why mosquitoes transmit malaria. And Wes Anderson's mother told me that in Illinois, when she was a child, she had actually had malaria. And I was quite shocked because even though I work on the system, I never had met anyone in the States who actually had malaria while in the States.
Is that something which was more common historically and now isn't?
Yes, malaria has been reduced in many places in the world, largely because of control of mosquitoes. So, for example, in the States, and I think in Britain as well, wetlands have been greatly reduced. So that reduces the ability for mosquitoes to find the breeding sites that they need.
What sorts of mosquitoes transmit malaria? Can any mosquito do that, or are there unique species that appear to be able to do it?
In terms of human malaria, only the genus Anopheles mosquitoes can transmit malaria. And even among Anopheles mosquitoes, there's a lot of variation for whether a particular species is actually transmitting the parasite or not. And even within a species, there's variation. So it's very complex.
How many different Anopheles species are there then?
More than 500 across the globe.
And the number that can transmit malaria out of that?
Quite a few can transmit, but in terms of actually having really transmitting and causing disease and death, about 40.
So actually a relatively restricted subset of the total. What are you trying to do to try to understand what's special about those ones that means they do transmit this disease compared with the ones that don't?
Well, there are a lot of questions around this. So does it relate to how the mosquitoes smell or detect what they're going to take their blood meals from? Many different species bite all sorts of different creatures. So what makes a mosquito prefer to bite humans? And the only way we can ask these sorts of questions is to be able to really get into the genetics of it.
In other words, do the equivalent for a mosquito that we've done for the human and do a human genome project, but on a mosquito.
That's right. We selected 16 different Anopheles species, which are quite distantly related from each other in some cases, and which span the globe. They're in Asia, they're in Africa, they're in Europe, they're in South America. And we've now created good, accessible genomes so that researchers can now ask these sorts of questions.
Did people have to sort of, send you in a squashed mosquito in a tube to sequence? How did you do that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So people went out to the field at some point and they collected some mosquitoes and sent off squashed mosquitoes. And DNA was extracted from these mosquitoes and sequenced.
So you read the DNA message. And I suppose what you can then do is to say, well, look, this group all convey malaria and they all have these consistent things in their DNA. Perhaps the things that make them good transmitters of malaria lie in that region of the genome.
That's right. We can't really ask that question with these data yet, but that's one of the main interests of the community.
What else have you learned by comparing these different genomes from these different strains of mosquitoes?
There are two groups that are majorly responsible for the vast majority of malaria transmission in Africa. And what we found is that these two are actually the most distantly related, yet they've managed to interbreed. And so what we want to know is whether that has enhanced their ability to become major vectors.
Mara Lornizak on her work against malaria.